This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
You know, it's always been a very enlightening experience when we take turns to do rainbow road tests. And on tonight, we do have a very special guest with us to talk to us about, of course, various issues regarding same-sex relations and immigration. Am I right?
Yes. That's right. Yes. Okay. Well, maybe I should explain first how I actually know Kathy. Now, I talk about my girlfriend quite often on this show, probably too much, and everyone's like, shut up, Jade. But
we're all in love with her, so it's fine.
but she's actually American. And there are various groups in, I don't know if I've ever mentioned on this show that as an Australian, I can't get a visa to go to America and live with my girlfriend in a relationship in the same way that we currently do here. Mm. And I met Kathy via the World Wide Web, because she's a part of a group called Out for Immigration. Now, Kathy, tell us about Out for Immigration. What is it?
Okay, Out for Immigration is a grassroots organization. It's made up of a couple of same-sex binational couples in the United States, in which one partner is American and the other is from another country. In America, we don't have equal immigration rights for gay and lesbian people. So, myself as an American and Jade's girlfriend as an American, we don't have the right to sponsor our partner for a green card. If we were heterosexual and we could get married, our partners could automatically qualify for green card and stay. So, Out for Immigration rose up in to challenge this and bring this increase awareness about the issue, first of all, because there isn't even a lot of awareness about it in the gay community. And from there, we go and try to get it into the mainstream community. And that's where we're at with it right now. We have a new president coming in January 20th. We're very excited.
Congratulations, yes.
And I can't wait to get back home and be a part of that.
Speaking of the new president, how do you think a new president being Obama will actually change anything?
Well, like, Obama is a politician, like all politicians, mm-hmm. and he did make promises when he was running for president. One thing he did promise was that he would address this issue. Mm-hmm. He would level the playing field, and he would have some more equal rights for gay and lesbian people, and one of those rights he's mentioned is immigration, and a law, a change to legislation called the Uniting American Families Act, which he supports as well. So he has given us his word on that, and we're going to hold him to it.
Okay. Tell us a bit about how you became involved in Out for Immigration.
Well, I became involved in Out for Immigration because, like most Americans, I had no clue about immigration until it happened to me, until I met a wonderful woman from this wonderful country, Australia, and found out that if she was to lose her work visa, she was going to have to leave the country, and there was nothing I could do about that. Mm-hmm. Whether we registered as domestic partners, lived together, had bank accounts together, everything, none of that was going to be good enough for her to stay in the United States with me. So I found, again, through the internet, pretty much is how we find each other, and found some like-minded people who were looking to start up a group in San Francisco, where I live. It was four or five couples at the time. As I said, one partner was American, one was from another country. None of them had been through the green card process yet, so many of them were threatened with having to leave the country. Mm-hmm. Since that time, some of them have been fortunate and have gotten green cards through their work. And that is really the only way a gay binational couple can stay together, is that the foreign partner has to get the green card through some other channel, not through their partner, and usually that's work.
Do you think, I mean, the discussions I've had with you, you're very positive about the Uniting American Family Act being passed. When do you think it'll happen?
January 21st, 2009.
Oh, she's been planning this day.
No. If we're lucky in the first Obama term, maybe. There's just so many different layers to the politics in the United States, as I'm sure you both know and read about. We've got two issues here that set off alarm bells to some large group of Americans still. One is immigration, and the other is gay and lesbian rights. Put those two together, and it's a
lot of people that's, you know, being affected by this. So how many couples are there in your group that's behind this project?
Well, we have about 350 members, but active members in our group.
Wow.
But there are 36,000 same-sex binational couples in the United States that we can count from the census. These are Americans who have answered in the 2000 census that they were in a same-sex relationship with a person from another country.
So how many thousand again?
That's 36,000 couples. That makes 72,000 people affected by this directly that we know about.
Wow.
These are the ones who will report that in a census. Other people will not reveal that type of information.
And there's also, you've got to take into account, there's no numbers on the amount of people who have actually left the country.
Mm. Absolutely. There's thousands and, I mean, just hundreds that we know of personally with our work from Out for Immigration.
So as a group as Out for Immigration, what are your plans for the new year? What sort of projects or any kind of campaigns that are coming up?
Well, right now we're working on a project that is called, it's available at change.org on the internet. And it is something in conjunction with the incoming Obama administration. The top 10 ideas that are nominated and voted on, there's 1,000 ideas out there right now, but the top 10 are going to go to the new president on Inauguration Day for his consideration. One of these ideas is ending immigration discrimination against gay and lesbian people. And in the immigration category, we are now, our topic, same-sex binational couples, is in second place, so we're going to go to the final round of voting.
Wow.
So that's change.org, and you would search for equal immigration rights for same-sex binational couples. Anyone can vote. You don't have to be an American. You don't have to be a citizen.
Really,
you just have to be a citizen of the world. So cast a vote there.
Absolutely.
And we will be bringing this up again on December 31st when the final round of voting comes. If we can get enough votes, if we can get this in the top 10, this will be one of the issues that the new president is going to be brought to his attention, right as soon as he takes the oath of office.
Tell us a bit about, you are from California, and there's been a lot of stuff that's come up about Proposition 8. So talk to us a bit about Proposition 8, what it is, and the passing and all the protesting that's gone on since.
Well, Proposition 8, as you probably know, for a very brief time in 2008, same-sex marriage was legal in California. That was something that went through the courts, and the Supreme Court ruled that it was discriminatory to not allow same-sex couples the right to be married. So for about 6 months, we had marriages performed there, and thousands of couples took part in that. Immediately after the Supreme Court ruled it's okay for gay people to marry, there was an initiative slapped on the ballot by religious extremists in the state to take that right away. And while the polling showed that Californians were really, not for this, not for discrimination, were willing to let what the Supreme Court ruled on stand, there was a lot of money pumped into this campaign from outside of our state. It came from a lot from the Mormon Church and the Catholic Church. And the religious groups prevailed on Election Day and stopped the state from recognizing gay marriages. Immediately, I'm in San Francisco, we took to the streets. Mm-hmm. We had lots of clever signs and lots of chanting and protesting going on. But this is something that's, I feel, and many people that I know in California feel, we lost a big battle there, but we're going to win the war because it has brought so much attention to the issue. The fact that we're sitting here in Melbourne tonight talking about it.
Yeah.
And I was in Canada a few weeks ago, and people approached me about it when I said I was from California.
Yeah.
So it's definitely opened up a very big dialogue.
Thank you for joining us, Kathy.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Jade.
Did you want to give us your website details?
Yes, that's outforimmigration.org.
So this is out, S in number four?
That's right, the number four. Out, the number four, the word immigration.org. And you can find out a lot more about the problems facing same-sex binational couples in the United States by going there.
And as well, to cast a vote, like you mentioned before, you didn't have to be a citizen of America, just a citizen
of the world.
Someone who cares about equality, and that website was as well.
That was change.org, and if you just go and search equal immigration rights for same-sex binational couples, it'll take you right to the page, the issue. There's a video of a couple facing this, being separated from one another, and you can cast your vote.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time here tonight, Kathy. That was Kathy Drasky from Out for Immigration. You are listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.